Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps. Well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I woke up feet, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up at Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
I am going to bring back a thick stream of jobs back into this country. The biggest, strongest, steadiest stream you've ever seen. This country will be literally showered with jobs. Because I am a major whiz at jobs. And this would be a golden opportunity for me as president to make a big splash. Those with me.
Do you have an audition yet?
Oh, no, no, I'm not in the group yet. No, I'm afraid I just blew myself.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
What are you going to do against Jimmy Snuka? You know what I do in my house to flies? Boom! I swat him, brother!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron.
He pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil. He is Thundar, the Barbarian.
These are the Super Friends.
By the power of Grayskull.
Gummy bears bouncing here and there.
Spider-Man and his amazing friend.
I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 3, season 2, episode 3. It was easier when we kept all the numbers. Now, I guess 3 isn't that difficult to remember, but fuck, I'm confused. I'm stuffed up. Hey, everybody. It's Radio Labyrinth. There's Stephanie.
Hey.
Say hi, Stephanie.
Hey, over there.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. There's hi. Ira Malkin.
I'm here.
Special guest Ira Malkin.
Hi, Ira.
That will be my new title.
Yes. Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
As always, so much enthusiasm.
I'm not really here.
You're not here. Jeff's here by remote.
Yeah, I'm on Skype.
He's on Skype. So this is a whole new setup. I'm actually engineering this week.
And this is very exciting, man, being here.
It is.
Yeah. So when your eardrums get blown out, people just blame Tim.
Yeah. My eardrums are blown out because they're stuffed. They're fucking stuffed.
You wish you were blown out.
Curse it a lot right off the bat. You know, we're in a nice, fancy, classy new place.
But we're not saying where. It's a mystery.
Okay, Bat Cave.
Bat Cave, yes. The Fat Cave.
Kamala!
Everybody have a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah, what everybody do?
Feels weird to me not engineering, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I know,
you know what to do with your hands.
Ira, stop doing that with your hands, man.
You know, I did a bunch of yard work.
You did? Doesn't it suck that the weather's so nice you actually have to go outside and do yard work?
I held the blower so much yesterday.
I bet you did.
I did. Yeah. Like, I held it for so long that today
your husband should be holding the blower.
Yeah.
He was raking and
sure
chipping.
He was.
He was chipping and whatnot.
He was raking the hell
is that
out
some
of
sort of cuckold reference, holding the blower? The fluffer.
Well, all I can tell you is that I held the fucking thing so long that today my hands were still shaking like I had Parkinson's. I'd pick up a cup and like almost drop it and shit.
Because of the vibration.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's insane.
Yes.
It's insane. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, got her all straightened out.
Yeah.
You know, the life of the poor.
You got the blower straightened out.
Landscaping.
She got the blower straightened out.
You got it straightened
out.
I blew
the shit out of that yard.
I call one.
Yard. That's what you're calling it.
You say?
I said, I call one.
Call one. I bet half.
Yeah, well, I'll take two
half.
Thirds.
Speaking of I bet half, I was thinking Dabney Coleman again, but we talked about him 2 weeks ago.
The theme.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Vibrant theme.
Danny DeVito.
Oh.
Danny DeVito. Speaking of I bet half. You can't bet half.
He's got the vagina eight.
Did you guys watch?
What?
Yeah, exactly. Did you guys watch It's Always Sunny this week?
No. Of course I did.
Oh, my God. It was fucking funny. They go to a water park, and there's this kid with leukemia that gets to go to the front of the line. So they come up, Charlie and what's his name?
Yeah, it was Charlie and Frank.
Charlie and Frank come up. Oh, yeah, the AIDS thing. So it's Charlie gives Danny DeVito a bunch of hickeys, and he's like, AIDS, got AIDS, but I got the good AIDS. I'm not gay. I got the AIDS, vagina AIDS.
Yeah, so there's the needle AIDS and the vagina AIDS. I got the vagina AIDS as he's going to the front of the line.
And they're fucking hilarious. And then the other really funny part of it was the scam,
or are you talking
the
about?
The scam. Yeah. What a brilliant subplot for that episode.
Yeah.
But also, and then how she played him at the end, but also the them being stuck in the tube.
Yeah, D and Mac.
Yeah.
They got launched in the that was excellent.
In the kid. I gotta poop.
But the best is at the end whenever Frank and Charlie decide to go down that water slide with no water
with
in
no
it.
With no water on
and
it.
And there's just blood down the slide the whole time.
And he falls in the pool, so there's a bunch of blood in the pool, and people are running around going, AIDS blood!
You're right. I really do need
you
to jump in on this show.
You have to watch the show.
That show gives no fucks whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
None at all.
So funny.
So it was funny. Speaking of funny, I watched SNL.
Oh, by the way, I did too.
Okay, what did you do this week, Ira? Anything fun? I'm trying.
This week?
Yeah.
Shit, you put me on the spot. No, nothing. Great. No.
Did you go to that blues show at the Bee's Crackland Barbecue?
There was a new blues show? No, they haven't started yet.
Oh, I thought they had one last Saturday.
How's that place doing?
I guess it's, I mean, I haven't, I've only been there once since it opened, and yeah, they're getting a lot of press.
We were there during their soft open,
yeah.
Right?
The Loaf right. Wrote up a good write-up on them. And
I wasn't impressed the day we went. I guess the food got better.
You know, I'll say this. Ribs are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, the spice on them is really good. Chicken, let's just say, stay away from the chicken. Just order the ribs and the brisket. Let's just say that.
Jeff, did you do anything fun?
No.
Okay.
Well, I saw Kurt Metzger on Saturday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
Kurt Metzger, and who's the other guy?
It was supposed to be Barry Crimmins, but he didn't go. I guess I didn't hear about it until that night.
So what's...
Metzger and Crimmins got in a car accident. A 18-wheeler hit and ran them.
Shit.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you hit and run in an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, I know.
You don't even feel it.
It almost crushed their car, and like they got banged up pretty bad. Barry Crimmins is in worse shape than Metzger.
Should I have gone to Kurt Metzger?
Well, he was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was going to see Barry Crimmins and Kurt Metzger, but I didn't know that he couldn't make it because of that accident.
Right. Hmm.
But
what's he known for, Kurt Metzger?
He was a writer for Amy Schumer Show. He was on that Horace and Pete, the Louis C.K. show.
Horace and Pete.
Yeah. What's this about rape?
Well, what? There was a big controversy because he said something about rape and Amy Schumer had to, like, defend him.
Oh.
I guess he said something like along the lines of don't
rape.
What's
controversial about
don't,
that?
Don't bother calling it rape if you're not going to report it to the police.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Rape.
Rape.
All right.
Don't date rape.
He took like a controversial stance or something against,
right.
I don't know.
So I know where you were going. You watched SNL, which I watched it too.
But hang on. Before that. Did I tell you I tried Our Real Tacos or whatever it's called?
Oh, you did.
Real, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking great. If you live in Atlanta, or if you don't, if you live around here, go there. It's delicious.
Did you have the deep fried avocado?
Yeah, I had the deep fried avocado taco. It's a taco.
Oh, I didn't have the taco.
Oh, that's what I had. Yeah. Yeah.
Where is this joint?
It's amazing.
Yeah, where is it, Steph? I ordered it from Amazon Food, by the way.
Amazon
Food. Oh, really?
Amazon Restaurant. Great.
Yeah?
Okay, got there in less than an hour, and you put the tip in there when you order it. Got all these delicious tacos.
And so many sauces. They have lots of sauces.
Oh, those sauces were delish. What'd you say, Jeff?
They
do. They cover everywhere. Yeah, they do.
You think?
Yeah, just put in your zip code. Get on that microphone, man.
I'm on it.
Okay. Closer.
I'm talking.
Wrap your lips around it. So anyway. All right. Saturday Night Live. Go ahead, Ira.
Well, I never watch. I never sit
the music
and watch.
Was really fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Sturgill Simpson was awesome.
SNL. I always watch the clips or whatever, and I did this week. And then afterwards, I caught two episodes of The Mick.
Mm-hmm.
We're on, I think, after SNL.
Yeah, they were
reason.
Like just trying to stack it in there. They're trying to really drive that show.
It's not on NBC. Why would it be?
Maybe I was flipping around. Well, anyway, I watched two episodes of The Mick. After
I'm not
SNL.
Caught up, but it is funny, right?
I was loving it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't see this week's show, but
I never liked network shows.
Yeah.
I'm getting into them again, but what did you think of Saturday Night Live? Did everybody see it?
Yeah. I watched most of it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought the intro was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the intro was very good.
I thought the Trump thing was funny.
Yeah.
The Tina Fey thing was funny.
Tina Fey thing,
the Force Ghost.
Yeah, that was all right.
No, that was funny. And she's like, no matter how good or bad the show is, the president's going to say it sucks.
Sucks, yes, that was funny.
And then he did.
Yes.
I was going to say, I realized when I was doing yard work yesterday, there's a kid in my neighborhood, this little shit, he drives this cart around, and he had a big, giant Trump Make America Great Again flag on the back of his cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered that he's Russian. He was adopted.
Yeah.
So it all makes sense.
Perfect.
I knew it.
There was a funny sketch that came out. Oh, by the way.
Beard Hunk?
Beard Hunk was funny. That was the first sketch.
Missed the beginning.
What was the thing that was really funny, though? It was after the news.
Susan B. Anthony thing?
The sketch where this car broke down when he was trying to... It was like Baltimore.
Yeah, and he's like giving her shit.
Like, get off my corner.
Yeah.
And then his car blew up. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And then she had a heart attack and he had to drive her to the hospital.
That was funny. The news I thought was really funny. This is the first time
I've
given it.
Beck Bennett thing where
that was terrible.
Beck. I don't know what the hell that was for.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I've watched it, given it all right, I'm not going to worry about the politics anymore. Susan B. Anthony thing was funny, but I think they really overshot.
Yeah, it went way too long.
It went way too long, but the message of it, I got the message of it. Yeah. It wasn't really that funny, but I did laugh when she said, abortion is murder.
Yeah. All right.
But it was a good show. Definitely Sturgill Simpson made the episode for me. Fantastic, man.
Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, it's just like Waylon Jennings and Keith Whitley together. It's like such a...
Had a gay country baby.
Yeah, they did. Why is he gay?
I mean, they fucking.
Oh, you mean they had to be gay to? But I mean, I understand now.
The ass.
I got it.
Baby ass.
He's an ass baby.
Country ass babies.
Okay.
He's an ass baby.
He was really good though. I hadn't listened to him before.
Never heard him live like that. Yeah.
I've heard his name before, but I never listened to
him. He's legit. And like him, Chris awesome. Stapleton, Jamie Johnson.
Stapleton's good. He's from Georgia, right? Stapleton.
I'm not sure. He's in this region. If it's not Georgia, then it's Alabama. It's one of those.
Nashville's almost in this region. So everybody's from Nashville, and that's it.
Did you guys watch the NFL playoffs this weekend?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I watched the
Cowboys rest of my weekend.
Packers game. And
who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for the Packers.
Of course, because you hate the Cowboys.
Right.
I hate the fucking Packers.
Well, and I didn't want to go to Dallas. I'd rather Green Bay come here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's great for us. I mean, I totally want Atlanta to play and win and go to the Super Bowl and win that. But I really don't like the Packers because over the years, ever since Brett Favre left, I've become, because of Matt Stafford going to Georgia, I've become kind of a quasi-Lions fan.
Oh, of course.
And Calvin Johnson went to Tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a quasi-fan of theirs, and then a quasi-fan of the Vikings because there's two Georgia guys, Blair Walsh, the kicker. Right, he went to Georgia Southern or something like that.
You know, you're not looking at me on
the. You're the guy who hosts the sports blog.
I don't follow college.
And then the Jarek, the running back that replaced Adrian Peters, went to Georgia Southern, I believe. Anyway, I like those teams. I like those teams, and I can't stand Aaron Rodgers because he's just so handsome and good. And when people are really handsome and good,
but he hates his family.
That's why I hate him.
But
he hates his family apparently.
Yeah, but did you even bother watching the Patriots game? What a joke.
I watched some of it.
The first half, it was okay, and then who cares?
Like, you knew.
I was flipping back and forth, and then I finally went to bed, and I was like, the Steelers are going to win. So.
No, that was awesome. Last night's game. Steelers and Kansas City. The Kansas City got robbed. Steelers, they didn't score a touchdown. They had 18 points and field goals.
And I hated that for Kansas City. That was a good game, though. I mean, that game and, I mean, the Cowboys-Green Bay game was, like, right to the, that was the best game of the year, I think. That was so good.
Travis Kelce went off on the referees, said he should never work again, never be allowed to wear the uniform again, not even working at Foot Locker. But we aren't a sports show, but, you know, pop culture. We're getting close to the Super Bowl.
But the Falcons, man, they really got a good chance this year.
They do.
I mean, that's why, and that was the other reason, too, is because Green Bay gave everything they had to win that Dallas game. Everything.
Right.
We easily won. I mean, that's why I feel we're fucking sailing into this shit. And they've just, and half their, everybody got hurt too in this last game. So I feel like we're in good shape.
Final game in the Georgia Dome too.
Yeah, it's destiny, my friends.
That's
destiny.
I
mean,
the
mistake of Sphincter Dome opens.
Yep. They need to make that Benz Stadium worth it, damn it.
That's right.
The anus dome.
Anus dome. I'm Arthur Blank, and I'm very proud of Matt Ryan.
He didn't look so good on
you
the sideline there.
After the game?
Very stiffly, yes.
Very stiffly.
Yeah. Seemed like he was really holding on to somebody's hand the whole time. Like
his hot 50-year-old wife. I don't know how old she is, but she was very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, as we do nowadays in season two, we open the show with a little riffing, and then we talk about what's news to us. So, Stephanie, do you know what's news to us?
Oh, well, okay. So, I don't know if you guys have heard about this new Netflix show they're throwing together, Marvel's The Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
So, now they're taking Jessica Jones,
okay,
Luke Cage,
mm-hmm,
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
He's from.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He's Daredevil. And the Iron Fist. And they're throwing them all together in a big old hot superhero soup.
Why not?
The Defenders is an old comic book. Occasionally, the Hulk was a member of the Defenders.
Yes,
and Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And it was a title that didn't sell very well, but it was all those Hell's Kitchen type Marvel characters. So it's putting them all into a supergroup like they're doing on Netflix. So it's going to be on Netflix, not a movie, right?
No, it's going to be on Netflix. I mean, like, all those shows are on Netflix.
Right.
But, like, it's not, they're not the Avengers in the sense that they don't really care about each other. They could give a rat's ass. Like, the guy who's running the show, he says, like, at the end of the day, whenever they finish their mission, if they never see each other again, they could care less.
Right.
So that's just kind of how they are. And then I guess Sigourney Weaver is going to play the big nemesis. She's the big villain in this, so.
Is her name going to be Dana Barrett?
Not really sure, but it's coming out sometime this year. They haven't given an exact release date.
I kind of dug The Defenders. I dug that Hell's Kitchen story arc when I was a kid. When I got into Daredevil, The Punisher was a part of that as well.
Oh, everybody loves The Punisher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the Kingpin, who was a big, fat, bald, white guy.
Yeah, did you think dude did a good job as him?
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah. I didn't like the
D'Onofrio.
Movie. Didn't like the movie Daredevil at all.
Oh, you're talking about the Affleck?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
with
no.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Where's Daredevil?
And Colin Farrell played Bullseye.
That was like, what, 10 years ago, something like
Bullseye
that?
Bullseye has to show up eventually. Bullseye's a cool character. And Elektra. Do they have Elektra? I haven't seen her yet.
I don't think so.
Carmen Electra? She was around.
She was?
Carmen Electra assassin.
What else is news to us?
So it's looking like possibly Rogue One's Cassian Andor could pop up in the Han Solo movie.
Is it going to be a baby?
I'm not sure. They don't know what it is. He just got interviewed on the red carpet at the MTV Awards or whatever, and they asked him about it, if he was going to be in it, and he kind of skirted the question. He wouldn't say that he wasn't going to be in it. And just in the video, like, it makes it seem like he's not saying that he won't show up somehow in some sort of a cameo.
How old is Han Solo going to be in this movie? Is he going to be a baby? Is he going to be a teenager, or is he going to be a young man? Because really,
he's about the same age as Lando, isn't he? And Lando's going to be, what's his name? Donald Glover.
Yeah.
So, like, what, 30?
Yeah.
Like, well, he was
late
about
20s?
That, he was about that age when Star Wars, A New Hope, came out. I hate calling it A New Hope. It's just Star Wars, but right, whatever.
Yeah, that makes me feel like he'd be younger than that.
Is there going
like
to be baby Greedo in it?
I don't care. Are they going to show him coming up together, like him and Lando in primary school?
I'm not. Yeah,
playing
no
dodgeball and shit.
I mean, how old was he supposed to be playing in A New Hope?
Maybe they're experimenting in camp, and you know, and Han shoots first. Terrible joke. I'm so sorry. It's not a good joke. This is not one of those movies where I'm not going to go see it because I know I'm going to go see it. I'm just going to keep giving Disney my money. Here you go, Disney.
After your Rogue One experience,
yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
It probably will be. I doubt Cassian Andor will be in it. Unless he's younger. Who the hell knows?
It means that no more Atlanta, though, until 2018.
I did see that.
No more what?
That show Atlanta, Donald Glover show.
Is that true?
Yeah, I heard that today.
Huh.
Scheduling conflicts and whatnot.
Because he's being Lando Calrissian for the next year plus.
They should be riding that Golden Globes wave, though.
Han, you old scoundrel.
let's see. And also, I don't know if you guys saw that the Lucasfilms actually had to release a statement about the Princess Leia rumors that they were going to digitally record or
recreate
Carrie Fisher.
And
so they basically said that they don't normally respond to this kind of speculation, but they had to assure the fans that they were definitely not going to do that.
Why good. Not?
They just felt like, you know,
they did such a good job with what's his name.
They did a good job with her. And
with her.
Yeah, but they had to make her young. I mean, you couldn't reshoot Carrie Fisher in a young role.
Yeah, and they cherish the memory of who she was and her legacy, and they want to leave it at that.
Speaking of Carrie Fisher, did anybody watch the classic SNL episode that aired?
No, I taped it.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet.
It's a good episode. I remember it was in November of 1978, and I remember staying up to watch that at my grandparents' house in Millerton, Pennsylvania, because I knew that the Blues...
Was Cy Simons there?
No, he wasn't there, dude. Cy Simons was not there. But I wanted to watch it because the Blues Brothers were the musical act, and I knew that Carrie Fisher was going to be on it, and I got a big snot hanging out of my nose.
Sick.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Just blow it across the room.
Give me your shirt. So I watched that part of it, but then you think about people complaining today. The show isn't funny. There are plenty of sketches in that episode that were just terrible.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And the humor's horribly dated also.
Yeah, but I mean, some of that dated humor is still funny. Some of it isn't. The newscast had Rosanna Dana, which was a classic one with the Dr. Joyce Brothers, and she had a little bead of sweat on her nose. And, that was a good episode. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. Well, I thought this might be good, but Tim thinks the Chips reboot looks horrible. I don't know if you
I didn't even see anything about it.
He hates Dax Shepard, that's why.
No, I like Dax Shepard. Who said I hated Dax Shepard?
I just assumed you hated him.
No.
You hate everybody.
Well, no, I love Dax Shepard.
Well, that's why I think it might be good, because he wrote and directed it.
Right. Go away, Baton.
So, well, Let's Go to Prison. I love Let's Go to Prison, which it's, you know, that's directed by Odenkirk, so that adds a whole other element to it. But
is that the one? I love that movie, Let's Go to Prison, where they make the prison wine and that
Will
guy
Arnett,
from...
Yeah. It's fantastic. Well, you got Michael Pena is playing the Eric Estrada part, and he's always funny.
I just don't like reboots.
You're just mad because they're not chicks?
I'm glad they're not chicks.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what reboot has been phenomenally good? Has there been any?
Beverly Hillbillies was funny.
I liked the RoboCop reboot. I thought that was the shit.
Get
I loved
out of town.
It.
I never saw that.
It's so good with Michael Kinnaman.
You can't reboot a classic movie like RoboCop.
Have you watched it?
I refuse to.
You son of a bitch. You should watch it before you run your trap.
I'm not going to watch it.
Watch it and then tell me that you hate it. Also, Predators. Predators. Also really good.
Predators was good.
Yes, it was good.
But is that a reboot or is that like a sequel-y?
It's continuation.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I was going to bring up, you know, like Mad Max, but that's not a reboot. That's a continuation, sort of.
Get to the chopper.
All right. But I will just say that.
Uh-huh.
Give RoboCop. And I'm from Detroit. You know, RoboCop is like our Jesus.
You can't. Look, the original RoboCop had Clarence Boddicker in it.
I understand that.
You can't top that. And those commercials and the, I'll buy that for a dollar.
This also has Michael Williams in it. Your boy.
Huh?
Michael Williams?
Yeah.
Omar Cummins.
So?
Omar Cummins is in
Omar
it.
Omar in the original?
I won't hear of this. If you, if you,
Omar Cummins.
I'm just saying, give it a chance.
Omar Cummins.
They asked me to be in the new Chips movie, and I said, I want to play like a captain who went through a change, you know, and... you know, stunt casting aside, I think I would be really good just playing my character from the original Chips, but now I'm the chief of Chips police.
Female chief of police.
Well, of course. I was a lovely young lady.
See, I thought
lady.
You would stunt cast and go back and play a man.
You know, well, I've never been a man. I've always been a woman.
I know, so this would be a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, I can't even handle you. I mean, yeah, really, would you wear the skirt this time around?
I would wear the skirt, you know, I would do it. Oh, you know, Diane, I would do anything.
Let me ask you a question, man. You still have your slonky, right?
Yes, but that doesn't make me any less of a woman.
I fill out a police trouser.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I get a runny nose when I cry.
Well, so I personally, I'm going to give the Chips reboot
a shot. It's not a movie you go to the theater to
see. No. It's some crap you'll watch. I'll rent it at Redbox.
I rented it.
They should have done a show.
He's not here yet.
Well, whenever
he's
still
at work.
Whenever he comes.
I don't know if he'll be able to find a new studio.
He doesn't like walking down the ramps either.
He's walking down 7 fucking ramps to get to the new studio.
Recording live at the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
Oh, God. Did you guys see Ralph Fiennes as Michael Jackson?
Not Ralph.
What?
His brother.
Joseph Fiennes.
Yes.
I apologize.
No, okay. What was this?
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes would never do this in a million years.
Sky Network produced.
Your fake network.
A series.
Yes. It's called Urban Myths.
Right.
And it's where they take, you know, supposed stories that happen with celebrities and they reenact them. And they're all supposed to be comedies, mm-hmm. basically. So they put together one that was supposed to be like some road trip that Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando, and Elizabeth Taylor took after 9/11.
They're trying to get out of New York City.
Right. And supposedly this definitely happened, uh-huh. maybe. And Brian Cox played Marlon Brando. Stockard Channing played Elizabeth Taylor. I really would like to see it, to be honest with you. But anyway, they showed a screenshot of it, or a trailer came up of it, and the Jackson family lost their shit.
You know why they lost their shit? Because they didn't get a dime off of it.
Uh-huh.
You think so?
Oh, come on. They don't give a shit. If they're not getting money for it, then they get upset.
You think Paris feels like that? She's got a lot of money.
Paris has a shitload of money.
I don't think she cared.
She did. She cried about it on Instagram, which is where she goes all the time when she wants to cry about it. I mean, people treat her like shit, you know, and it must be weird because she's not even biologically related to the guy. Like, any of those children aren't. But
you don't even think they put like some flecks, just some specks of DNA of his in the eggs when they threw him in the old baby battered for Debbie?
The only semen they got from me was after they were born.
Oh,
Jesus.
He never skeeted on those children.
Only if they walked in the room and I was looking at porn.
I don't think he ever skeeted at all.
All my Macaulay Culkin posters on the wall.
It was a magic skeet.
They didn't have
back and to the left.
We didn't need any tape, I can tell you that.
I think he would just rub like a little stuffed llama on his parts, and that's as much as he would do. As he ever did.
Bubbles, tickle my prostate. Bubbles. I love Bubbles.
You know, Steph was actually enacting that.
I'm sorry.
She was rubbing a llama.
I never
her.
Blew Bubbles.
I had a sad childhood too, Ira.
On her area.
Liz Taylor, can we go pick up Michael Jackson and get out of New York?
Arrange a helicopter, sir.
I'm sure there's going to be some bootleg of this that we'll get to watch it at some point. It's going to be, you know, legend now. Everybody's going to want to see it, but he did look ridiculous. You have to.
It aired in the UK?
Did it air?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I did not hear that it aired at all. I heard it was just the promo.
Oh, okay. Just the trailer.
Just the promo
is
what set the whole thing. And then they yanked it.
Why would they cast this?
Speaking of yanking it,
Brian Cox to play me. The man isn't a good actor. He's a terrible thespian.
Wasn't he in Predator?
Yeah,
he was.
Who, me?
No, Brian Cox. Brian Cox.
Brian Cox? I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
He played Hannibal Lecter in the first.
Sir, he's a fine actor, Mr. Brando. I think you'd have a lot of respect for him.
This Michael Jackson's nose falls off all the time.
Didn't you do the Island of Dr. Moreau, sir?
Put me in a dress.
Yeah, yeah. Val Kilmer. Wasn't he in that?
Val Kilmer, yeah. Now he looks like Marlon Brando.
Huh?
Oh, God, yes. But not a good...
No.
It's like you...
I haven't seen him.
Look at the old cast from Top Gun, and Tom Cruise is the only one that's still rocking that body.
That's right.
He's the only one.
Still making good movies.
Yeah, it's gay guys for you.
That's right. Handsome fucks.
They always keep themselves
that's
up.
That's why Jeff's a
Scientologist.
Exactly.
He's the least gay person I've ever met. He's less gay than I am.
How do you quantify gayness?
I'd say it's...
Or is it qualified?
Fabulosity.
I'd say we could do like a Jeff-o-meter on it, you
ooh.
Know? You get 4 Jeffs.
It's Peter-meter. All right, what else?
Is 4 Jeffs really gay or not gay? It's not gay at all.
I think it's super gay.
Okay, so this I'm super excited about.
Are you?
So, you know, I loved Louie. I love that show, and even the bad season.
I was going to say, even the last season.
I don't care. No, I thought the last season was pretty good. The only episode I didn't really like is the one with the fat girl. That one really got on my nerves. That was so preachy, and shut up, you know, whatever. We're all fat. Shut up. But anyway, the Louie show, which it may be on permanent hiatus. Who knows if he's ever bringing it back. But in the meantime, he is going to be doing an animated show for TBS.
CBS. No, TBS. You're right.
Get out of my news.
Bad. Shut up.
Get out of my news, bitch.
All right. Hey.
So anyway, it's going to be called The Cops and sidekick Albert Brooks.
Oh, no way. Oh,
awesome. So come on. Albert Brooks and Louis C.K.
You had me at Albert Brooks.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Thank you.
Because I can live without Louis, but you put Albert Brooks in something and I'm going to watch.
I feel like the two of them are going to play well off of each other, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly. So that should be really good. And that's like TBS is launching they're doing a whole big animated block of original program. I guess them bringing American Dad on has really spurred them to be like, you know what, let's do this. So
favorite Albert Brooks project of all time?
Defending Your Life.
All the stuff he did on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like the superhero.
I like that old ventriloquist bit they used to do.
Yeah.
You ever see that where the dummy like falls apart?
He did a bit making fun of, you know, the old, we're here at the beach, and then they play the 70s songs. Like Mr. Jaws. Who did that? Bobby Pickett did that. Mr. Jaws. You know those old parody songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they would insert 70s songs? Well, he did a bit on that making fun of it, but he made up the songs.
Oh, really?
You can find that on YouTube.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Mine is also Defending Your Life.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I saw it when I was a kid, and it's just stayed with me like my whole life. The older I get, the more and more it means something
Where were
to me.
You? You wouldn't understand. Try me. I was in the blah, 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 blah. I don't understand. That's Rip Torn.
Before Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
Because that's where the character came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Lee Remick as the prosecuting attorney was amazing.
What has happened to her? Where is she now?
Well, she was just on Gilbert's show recently.
Oh, was she? Mm-hmm. She's got to be up there now, right? In the 70s?
Probably. Or maybe
like
older
that.
Than that.
Oh, and then Tim put me on this. So I did not know this, but looks like all of the Arrested Development actors are going to be back for a season 5.
Right.
Do you know that? I mean, they're going
to... Yeah, I saw that.
They're going to be in the same episodes together?
They all agreed to do it. I don't know if they're going to... When they start filming it or if that's been announced or anything. I just know that they're going to start doing it.
Yeah, they're still...
Or that they agreed to
do it. They're still working out the details of when they're going to do it. And it looks like, from what I read, they're really trying hard to make this more integrated this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the big complaint. I mean, if you were a fan, we all were.
And I didn't even watch the Netflix season.
You didn't at all?
I watched a few. I watched the first
funny.
Three.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
I couldn't get into it.
But you're right. It isn't as good as the. It wasn't as good as the Fox show.
And
Fox screwed up with that show.
Yeah, it was before its time.
Right.
It was.
They didn't know what to do.
Well,
it got
a cult following later, like a lot of these shows.
I feel like if FX would have taken that show, like Always Sunny,
right? Or FXX,
they could have went 11, 12 seasons with it. Who knows? But. Either way, I definitely want to see a season 5 of it. I think it would be definitely worth our time. And if they get everybody back, I mean, come on. I love all of those actors. They get Tambor. I mean, that's huge to get Tambor back. And Jason Bateman, who has a fantastic career now.
What's the mom's name again?
Oh, God, what is her name?
Jessica Walter.
I knew it was a J.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's the best.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. I'm like I'm such a lame newscaster.
No, you're not. This is great. I love this part of the show. Do you guys not like this?
Love it.
I love it. We can talk about all shit that we don't even ever, never did, never done did before.
It's all new to us.
Never did think that ever would happen again.
That's why we called it News to Us.
In America, did you?
We do need a theme song for this little.
Yeah, Redbox Troll needs to sing a theme song.
He's not here yet.
Well, once he gets here.
He's almost here.
I'm going to take the elevator
down. He just texted me.
Seven flights of stairs.
Did he get rolled down the ramp?
Ramps.
He's at the Kroger off of Monroe. Not that one, the other one.
The Disco Kroger?
Not Monroe. He's at a Kroger.
The Howell Mill Kroger?
Howell Mill Kroger, yeah. It's got a long walk.
Oh, okay.
He's got to come down
Bell's Ferry?
Road next to Kroger on Howell Mill.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to
Bell's Ferry. Hi, I'm the Bell's Ferry. Ring, ring, ring.
Do you know Thumper?
Pumper.
Pumper. Right.
This is how Pumper sounded like this. Hey, sweating to the oldies. Hey, it's Pumper, the free gas fairy.
You could win free BP gas. Oh, they canceled because they didn't like being associated with a latently homosexual character. So we're not doing it. Why'd we buy this outfit?
Pumper was married. How could he be gay?
He was married to Freddie. Is Freddie a male, man or a woman? Stop it. She lives in Canada. Speaking of FX, did everybody watch Taboo?
I did. And I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
You didn't know the Bane of Thrones?
Yeah, Bane of Thrones.
That killed me when you said that shit. I was dying. I loved it. I watched it twice, as a matter of fact, because I felt like I missed some stuff the first time around.
What's the deal?
Well, it's the show, and it's called okay. Taboo.
This thing which tells time.
Right, Bane gets off a boat.
Right.
Is it really Thomas Hardy?
He goes into Game of Thrones.
It's not.
So it's a medieval show?
No, it's in the 1800s.
The High Sparrow is there.
Yeah, the High Sparrow plays
His sister he's having sex with is played by somebody from Game of Thrones.
He's not currently having sex with her. We don't know if he ever truly had sex with her. Maybe they just had some flirtation. They're not full brother and sister. They're halves.
There were little people.
There were.
The High Sparrow. There was brother-sister incest.
You're really stuck on this incest
thing. There was dragons.
There was Famke Potente.
There was no dragons.
Hey, Bane, how does it feel to be in a new show that's in...
The show is fantastic. I thought it was fantastic to be on a boat coming back from Africa.
I miss seeing you, sir. Are you still wearing the head contraption?
I'm still wearing it.
You can never take it off.
I can't take it off. I'm a big guy.
He'd die if he took that off.
I like the part whenever you said that you weren't fit to be around children.
I'm not fit to be around children. So basically, I was on a boat filled with slaves that sank. Then everyone presumes I'm passed on except for my crazy father, who went out to the middle of the ocean, was stood by the ocean and screamed my name. And then my father, my father died, and I came back from Africa to claim my inheritance, which my sister and her prissy husband won.
I hope he get his ass.
The dad bought some land, like, somewhere.
He owns an island full of rocks.
It's like somewhere in the north where winter is coming.
No, it's in the North American continent.
The United States is a country now, so it's like 1814. Okay, the political stuff that has to do with is the East India Trading Company, which is what the High Sparrow, that actor, is the head of.
Isn't it during the American Revolution?
No, it's after the American Revolution because it'd probably be during the War of 1812, which kind of carried on.
That is it.
Yeah. So it's an island that he traded, that his father traded, and it's going to be. There's going to be a lot of mystic stuff in this show, and apparently he died and came back to life. You didn't really get a lot out of it the first episode, but that's a good show if you like Thomas Hardy and you like... I mean, it's FX's big push for their kind of Game of Thrones type of show.
He's creepy as shit.
Yeah, he is.
He's creepy as shit, and then I like that they got Famke Potente, which I love her.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see her back with her jacked-up, weird-ass mouth. And
what is she from?
Run Lola Run, and then she was in the Bourne movies and stuff like that. Yeah. And then whenever she said that, if you took, you know, she's like a madam of this, she's been running a brothel out of his family's company because the doors have been shuttered for a while, and he just shows up and he's like, get the fuck out. She's like, oh, but you can have all this ass. He doesn't care. He's like, get out.
Yeah.
But,
I'm out.
She says, if I gave you one of my girls.
Oh, yeah, prostitutes. That was another thing. Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah. And she said, if I gave you one of my girls, I'd never see it again from the stories that I hear. So, and he was like, that's true. So, well, whatever he does to these women.
That's true. I'm a known whore killer. Bane the whore killer is what they always called me in Gotham. Oh, Bane, you crazy old whore killer.
Everybody watch the OA. Finish watching the OA.
You guys, you're going to kick me in the crotch. I made it to, like, I'm at...
Are you bored with it? You don't like it?
No, I love it. I just haven't had time, and I'm towards the end of
episode... No, I need you to explain it to me. Don't you understand?
I'm towards the end of episode 6, and you guys are going to have to tell me how the fuck Phyllis is going to be doing all these movements with her
old ass. I love her.
Ass.
I love
how
Phyllis.
How is she going to be doing these movements? Because it seems very physical.
She does them.
Holy shit.
I like to call
She's
that show.
She's in shape.
Stranger
School
Earth
teacher.
Things.
But they look like they're, like, severe Pilates in shape from doing this crap. I mean, I didn't think she'd be able to do all that. So,
well, good for her.
So we can't talk about the ending.
No, Jeff, did you?
You can talk about it.
I haven't watched a single episode.
You can talk about it. I don't care. You can talk about
that's
it.
Just
I'll be an
Ira
about
Chief.
It. Yeah, you guys talk about it. Tell me. Let me know.
Hey, was anybody looking for me?
Hey,
you
found me.
Oh, geez, I'm in here.
He made it.
He made it down all 20, 20 flights of steps and 14 ramps.
No one told me this was in an old nuclear missile silo. Oh, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do my
job. You're all sweaty and shit.
What did people rent today, mostly?
Mostly people today were renting a movie about, you know, Martin Luther King.
What movie was that?
Martin Luther the King?
What was the movie about
Martin
Luther? No, that wasn't about Martin Luther King. What was the movie that it was about him that came out a couple years ago and the guy got robbed of an Oscar?
Selma?
Moonlight. Selma, yeah. Some people rented Selma and 700 copies of it. It was gone like that.
You mean Selma?
Selma.
Selma.
The story of a man.
It's a lot of S's.
Television. And that's all I'm going to say because it's not nice to make fun of people.
Listen, I thought he was all talk. Oh, no, that's John Lewis.
Right.
The Redbox Troll doesn't do politics. So we'll just leave it at that.
I read a Driving Miss Daisy today from the Redbox Troll.
Yes. Oh, really?
Why? Because you like movies with black people with their sermons?
Yeah.
In Savannah?
God, you called it Troll.
Ah, Jeff. Jeff's not racist. I've known him a while. He has a black friend. Or either that or he's from Topanga. Okay, so you guys ready to play? Trolling. The Redbox Troll is trolling.
I mean, that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here, because God, there were so
catch
many
your breath,
stairs.
Sir.
So many stairs. All right, so we went to Trolling. Trolling is a game where I read the synopsis of three films. One of them is a real film, and everybody waits until the end and has to guess. And you don't win a prize. Your prize is you get to pop my little nub.
The pencil.
With a pencil.
You get a free pencil to take with you to the next red box.
I've got a little paper clip I'm going to unfold and stick in there this time.
Oh! Don't do it with your paper clip. It's rusty. I'll get an infection.
I've sharpened it. It's very stabby.
And then maybe I'll sing a song for you because you like it when I sing songs. People
Wichita lineman.
Oh, I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for your overload.
And I need you more than want you.
Get out of here.
Who was that?
That was Tim, and he's not supposed to be this. Okay, ready, you guys?
Yes.
For trolling?
Totally.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's the first movie. Now, don't interrupt. You got to wait till all three of them are done.
Okay.
Set in biblical times, Arthur Bach is told by Planet of the Apes to build a huge boat because the end of the world is coming. He and his trusty pal, the lady from Young Frankenstein, must fight Jack Tripper, who wants them to stop building the boat.
Next.
Movie number two. During the Great Depression, Sparky, Captain Lewis, and Princess Leia check into Los Angeles' Culver Hotel while Exidor tries to murder European royalty. Sparky is trying to protect the royalty while Japanese spies bump into midgets looking to be extras in a feature film. Movie number three. Madonna shows her boobs a lot and sings a few songs in a dingy bar. Later on, Richard Thornburg takes his son Anthony Edwards on a trip to Pittsburgh so he can enter an amateur kickboxing event. And in the end, one of them gets to fuck Madonna. Does anybody know what the real movie is?
Wait, how do we do this? We take turns?
I don't care.
Well, that would be a game. You know, then.
All right. Ira, you go first since you don't know the rules.
No, I do know the rules.
We're just making them up. You go first. Which one do you think is real?
If it's going to be a game, there's got to be something on the line. I'm going to say number two.
All right. Stephanie, which one do you think is real?
I'm going to say number three, but maybe not.
Jeff?
No, I think number two is the real one.
Yeah.
Oh, number two is the real one. It's Under the Rainbow, starring Chevy Chase, Carrie Fisher, Billy Barney, and Richard Donner.
Ah.
I remembered midgets and something.
Oh, I interchanged Matthew Modine.
You did.
And kickboxing.
Yes.
With
there's a whole
wrestling
bunch of 80s
and Anthony
movies.
Edwards. Yes. Yeah, I messed it up. Messed it up. Yeah. That's what I did.
And the first movie I read was Arthur Bynum, and it's kind of based on a movie from the 80s called Holy Moses.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I knew Holy The number one was Almost Holy Moses.
Almost Holy Moses.
Not quite.
I was really hoping it would be Vision Quest because I was hoping you'd sing Lunatic Fringe.
Lunatic Fringe! No, we're crazy for you. Touch me once, you know it's true. I never wanted anyone like this. It's so brand new. I feel it in my genitals, 'cause I'm crazy for you.
I wanted to duet with you. Sorry.
What song do you want me to sing?
Oh,
it doesn't matter. I'll do anything.
Ramblin' Man by Waylon Jennings.
I don't know that song. So find a song that I know.
Okay. How about Fight the Power by Public Enemy?
Fight the Power by Public Enemy? Is that a real song?
It's a real song.
Is it real? Jeff, do you think I should sing that one?
Jeff's probably got something hippy dippy.
He wants me to sing like some
wavy gravy.
Warfare by the Grateful Dead. Well, I don't have all day.
Jeff does some Eagles. Let's do some Eagles.
No, I gotta fight the power.
Take it easy.
But Jeff doesn't like it when I do stuff like this.
What the fucking Eagles, man?
He hates me. Look at him. He's not even looking at me.
He's reading.
What's he reading?
I'm trying to find another song for you to sing.
All right, ready? 1989, number, another summer. Sound in the fucking drummer. Music hitting your heart, 'cause you know I got soul. Brothers and sisters, listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Giving what you getting. Knowing what you. And the black man sweating, and the rhythm rhymes rolling. Got to give us what we want. Got to give us what we need. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power. What's that be? Let me hear you say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
Let me hear you say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
Let me hear you say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be. There's a rhythm designed to balance with counts. There's not the rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now you realize shit, the pride's arrived. We got to pump the stuff. From the heart to the dawn of the
world. We
got to
stop this. He's going to die.
I'm ready to renounce my race.
Why would you do that? I'm a troll. I don't have a race. Elvis was the hero the most, but he never meant shit to me. He's straight up racist. The sucker was simple and plain. Motherfucking man, John Wayne. Because I'm a troll and I'm proud and I'm hype. Most of my heroes don't appear on those stamps. Well, anything else?
I think you should take a break.
That made me sweat.
He's going to...
Yep, did you find one?
He's going to pass out.
Nah, I didn't find anything good.
What if I find one that y'all like?
I'm going to...
Surprise us.
Jeff?
Let's do some 90s
I don't know. Wait, what do you think? I like Third Eye Blind?
They're
jerks.
You were in radio, or... Well,
how about I Touch Myself by the Divinyls?
Ooh.
Well, I think about you. I touch myself with a pencil. Come on, guys. You're not helping me.
Top of the World by the Carpenter.
I know just how to whisper. And I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers. And I know just how to lie. And I know just how to fake it. And I know just how to scream. I know just when to face the truth. And I know just when to dream. And I know just when to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. I gotta go to the bathroom.
See, that's now he's got to get out of here. It's time to take a break.
All right, bye, Reg Box Troll.
I'm not coming in here.
Now you got to go back up those fucking 40 flights of stairs. And
just for that,
I'm going to use my magic teleportation power.
A little troll way, a little segue for you.
We'll be right back.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back from that break. That was a nice break. We had to walk up 78 flights of steps.
483
steps. Out of the old grain silo.
So you were asking me a question.
I was saying, how was your first week of working full-time at WSB plus doing your side hustle at the old Mary Todd?
Plus being a prostitute.
Yeah,
plus,
the prostitute part is hard because when I'm out on punts at night in a wig, you know, if you see me from afar, I might look like a chick. But if you, if it's 3, 4 in the morning and you're really horny and you got $50, yeah, come on.
$50?
That's all I charge.
How much change do you give him?
That's all you charge? I feel like that's you're overcharging.
Why? My blowjobs are good.
It's quality.
You get like $220 back, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I would never pay $50 for a blowjob.
I wouldn't either.
You would if I gave you one.
No,
oh, God, I'd definitely not.
You'd have to pay me to do.
You give those away for free all the time.
Sounds like a bargain.
So anyway, without digressing any further into this fucking awful rabbit hole of grossness, yeah, I have been busy doing that, and I enjoy it, doing the 1 hour on the show. It is evolving really, really well. I love where Eric is taking it, where the first segment of that show from 11 to 12 is him going off on a rant or really zeroing in on a topic. I enjoy that. It's something that doesn't exist really in Atlanta talk radio, and I love that we don't take calls. And then the show loosens up as you get to the latter parts, and some days I'm doing Trump, some days Autumn's doing her thing, and I just think it's a great show. I really do. Even as an observer, if I were just listening, I would enjoy it. And then we go over to the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock hour to do the podcast part of the show. And that's fun, too, because we really loosen up, talk about stories still, but we can also talk about ourselves and be a little looser. So to answer your question, that part is great. And then I get a 2 hour break, and then 3 or 4 days a week, I'm over at Mary Todd, and I'm still digging that. So last week, I texted you guys the boyfriend from Stranger Things walked down
right.
the street.
With the hair.
Yeah, but he had a hat on, and he looked down at us. We were smoking on the bench. He just nodded, and we nodded back. It was kind of cool.
That's a guy that probably needs a haircut.
Yeah, he will.
He's got a Shire face.
Shire?
Yeah, like he has a small face, like he's from a Shire.
A Shire?
Somewhere. You know what I'm talking about. Like, what's her face on Ray Donovan, the daughter?
Oh,
she
yeah,
looks
yeah,
like
yeah.
she lives in a little building in the side of a mountain. Like a little,
I thought you said you're calling her a troll?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They're from the Shire. They have like that.
I thought you meant Talia Shire.
Like, no, like that Lord of the Rings.
Bufangu you!
Like Frodo, little face. I don't
gotcha.
Know.
All right. I yeah. can see that. But he's a tall guy, though, right?
Yeah. But yeah. he has a tiny face.
Yeah.
And a bigger hair.
Oh, he was such a dick in that show.
He was. Oh, he was so mean.
Such an asshole.
Tiny face people, they're just very extra because
tiny
of that.
Tiny face people suck. All right, so, hey, it's time for Adio Labyrinth, another thing we need a theme for. Hey, if you're out there and you can make themes and you want to make a theme for Adio Labyrinth, please feel free to do it.
John.
Or anybody, not just John. John's a busy man.
I know.
He quit smoking. I saw it on Facebook. Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been
Congrats.
A month or something.
Yes. Good for you, man. I need to do that as well.
It's a bitch.
It is a bitch.
You just got to eat your way through it. Go ahead and say you're going to gain 10 pounds.
Adio Labyrinth this week, we are going to be talking about Saturday morning cartoons and cartoons we watched when we got home from school in the 1980s. So, you know, we don't have a lot of audio clips. I'm going to, we're not going to do what we did last week with the comedy albums, but we all grew up. I think
we did. I never grew up.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. 70s and 80s were the real big era for Saturday morning cartoons, especially the 70s. If you grew up in the 70s, I remember about 75 on, you had Hong Kong Phooey and Scooby-Doo and the Hair Bears and all that stuff from the 70s. And ABC had Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Which were great. And then you had the Time for Timer. You know, remember that guy? They're like, I'm a wagon wheel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, you had to make put orange juice in an ice cube tray.
A hanker for a hunk of cheese.
A slab or slice of chunka.
When your get up and go has got
up and went.
Make me a banana split.
They
You're
call
a banana split.
Yuck mouth because I don't brush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. But in the 80s, you still had a lot of good shows. And then we kind of got a little bit older. I think I quit watching cartoons probably when I was 14 or 15 years old. You know, there were better things to do on a Saturday morning. However, that doesn't mean we don't need to talk about them because there were plenty. I don't even know where to begin. Where do we begin?
I'd say the quintessential 80s cartoon would be the Smurfs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
The Smurfs.
I watched that.
I did watch the Smurfs. Jeff, did you like the Smurfs?
Yeah, I like the Smurfs.
Jeff had a ColecoVision. Remember?
Oh, yes.
The Smurfs
good game.
The Atari game. And then Atari came out, and then ColecoVision came out, and the graphics were, whoa, look at these. These are great.
Well, it's like color.
Yeah, and actual, you know, the little things look like they're supposed to look.
Was that after Intellivision? Remember Intellivision?
Mm, yes, it
where
was.
Where you put the
yeah, it was after
plates
Intellivision.
Plates on the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But ColecoVision was a cool game. And was it ColecoVision or was it Intellivision?
I think it was ColecoVision because Stu was the one that had the Intellivision.
Yeah, and he had that Pac-Man knockoff game.
Right.
And I would always go to Jeff's house and just, when I would spend the night there, just play Smurfs all night. It was a fun game. You just walked and jumped over things.
Gargamel was such a son of a bitch.
Yes, anti-Semitic trope.
Oh, yeah?
Gargamel created Smurfette.
Oh, yeah?
She had black hair, and she was created by Gargamel to F with the Smurfs.
Not F around with.
She was a slut. She went there to bang Papa Smurf.
She got turnt.
Are we there? She did get turnt. Then they made her. They made her a golden-haired young princess Smurf.
Mm-hmm.
And I think out of all the Smurfs, who do you think banged her? Was it Brawny?
Oh, Handy Smurf for sure.
Yeah, because he could fix anything.
Oh, he'd get up in that. And then he had the tattoo. He was all like, you know, he was the Brawny Smurf.
He Smurfed the Smurf out of her.
You know, he was Smurfing that hard. So, Papa Smurf, though, you know, you can't count him out. Little wisdom.
Are we there yet?
Oh, come on.
Is it much farther? Not far now. Is it much farther? Not far now. Is it much farther? Yes, it is.
Are you almost done, Papa Smurf?
not yet. Far yet. Yeah, Gargamel, and what was his cat's name? Azrael?
Azrael. I always wanted to crack Brainy Smurf in the
nobody liked
smart
Brainy.
Mouth.
What about Nosy?
Nosy Smurf.
Who's Nosy Smurf?
No, not Nosy.
You're thinking of dwarves.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a Nosy. So there's a
Vanity Smurf.
Yeah, the mirror.
Homo Smurf.
There was no Homo Smurf.
That's Vanity. That's what we called him. Somebody called him that.
I never even thought of that. I just thought he was really into his body.
Yeah, well, there's the Smurfs. Other ones, there's carryovers, such as the Super Friends.
Yeah.
Super Friends started in the 70s. It's when you had, like, the dune buggy kids, the kids with the long hair, and then they had the pet dog. And then they were replaced by, in the 80s, they were replaced by the Wonder Twins.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know those other ones.
Yeah, they were. They had a goofy dog, and they had a dune buggy, and they looked like Brady Bunch kids. The kid had the baseball shirt. You know, the crew, whatever, the shirt.
The different colored sleeves.
Yeah, exactly. The
baseball shirt.
Baseball shirt, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
And they got rid of them. But in the 80s, they got real politically correct way before that kind of shit happened. You had the black guy that was electricity. You know, he flew around the electricity behind him.
Yeah. Vulcan?
Vulcan, that was his name. Mm-hmm. And then you had the Apache Chief, which was created just for that TV show.
Enoch Chalk.
I used to do that all the time. I wished I would grow big so I could just smash my parents' skulls in.
They parodied that guy on The Venture Brothers because he's auditioning to join a super group, and he does that Enoch Chalk. And he doesn't grow. It's just him standing up on his tiptoe. Then there was another one, the Aztec guy.
Oh, I don't know what the Aztec guy's name was.
Right, but you know, you had your Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Batman, and Robin.
Yeah,
Casey Kasem was always
Aquaman.
Yeah, no, he wasn't Aquaman. He was Robin. But you did have Aquaman. Well, Casey Kasem did Robin's voice, even though they had Adam West doing Batman eventually. Start out that way, but he did eventually.
And Legion of Doom, right?
Legion of Doom was great.
Yeah,
Manta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lex and the whole shebang.
In the 70s, Ted Knight did the announcing for the show, but they eventually left.
God, his voice. 80s. That just takes me there. Totally.
Other superhero shows on Saturday mornings that I really dug were Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Yeah, that was a good show.
With Iceman. For some reason, Iceman, who was originally one of the original X-Men, was a teenager now, and he was living with Peter Parker in this flop house that was run by Aunt May.
Flop house.
They're all going to Empire College. And Firestar, who was created for that show, who was just like the Human Torch, except she was a chick.
Oh, okay.
They all kind of fought the typical Doctor Doom and characters like that. You know, the Green Goblin. The Vulture, which is the old man. The Vulture was an old man in the original Spider-Man. He was a real old guy who flew around in a suit. The other... yeah. Dr. Octopus.
Doc Ock.
Yes. And then that show kind of ran with The Incredible Hulk, which was a really good adaptation of the comic book.
Yeah, it was.
And they only did one season of that, unfortunately. One or two seasons of that, but...
But they reran it all the time, yeah, so it seemed like it was on for years.
Thundar the Barbarian.
That was my shit.
I love that show.
Loved it.
You didn't watch that, Ira?
No.
Did you, Jeff?
Yeah.
Thundar was a barbarian, mm-hmm. as it says in the title. Premise of the show was that a planet, you know, flew between the Earth and the Moon. The Moon blew up and then somehow healed itself. And a couple thousand years go by, and all of a sudden people are magic and then all this other shit.
Well, that makes sense.
And they're sorcerers. And some reason there's this Princess Ariel. That was her name, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ookla Ariel.
Ookla.
Right!
Yeah. I would get so jacked.
And I was watching some of it this week and doing prep for the show, and it really was a Star Wars ripoff because he had a sun sword, which was a lightsaber.
A lightsaber, yeah.
And Ookla the Mock was Chewbacca. And he had like a retard horse that wasn't a real horse.
Hey, that horse was special needs.
Yeah.
Ookla was funny, though. He added a lot of humor to it. Did you bait to Ariel, though? Like,
no, man. No? I didn't reach puberty until 1994.
And it was a cartoon. Oh, wait, yeah, you can still do that.
She was hot, though, for a cartoon,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Jeff did.
Jeff baited everything.
I mean, the chick that was in heavy metal. It could have been a couple sessions.
It wasn't to that level, Ira.
What are some shows you watch, Jeff?
I put The Completely Mental Misadventures of Ed Grimley on.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Well, that was 80s? I thought that was 90s.
No, 80s.
What network was that on, NBC or?
Let's see here.
Get on that mic, man.
I really must say.
I'm on it.
I really must say. Did it run long?
No, two seasons.
Two seasons.
88.
All right, so that counts. You're a little too old to be watching cartoons, but I get it.
That was a good one, though. That was like a, you know.
It was a wink and a nod to the
I mean, look
crowd.
At us now. We're fucking in our 40s and shit watching them. So.
Right.
You're never too old.
No, you're never too old. There was also Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Which wasn't a cartoon.
No.
But it was still a must-see thing on Saturday morning.
Right.
I live for Pee-wee's Playhouse. Come in, it's Cherry.
Say the secret word.
Sam Jackson.
Yes, Sam Jackson.
He was on that?
Mm-hmm. Sam Jackson.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, of course.
I know Phil Hartman was on that.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Played the cowboy.
Who did Sam Jackson play
on? Maybe
that?
I was thinking of Lawrence Fishburne.
I think you're thinking of Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I think you are.
Shit.
As Sam Jackson.
Cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out.
I went along
we're
with
all
it.
The same?
I went along right. with it.
How about you, Steph?
Oh, like, I lived, you don't understand what Saturday morning was for me. It was like a whole ritual. I had a cauldron of Cookie Crisp. Mm-hmm. And I fucking planted myself in the floor at 7:30, did not move until American Bandstand came on. And that was only because my mom would throw me out. She'd be like, that's it. Get the hell out of here.
I didn't move until Soul Train came on. And then I'm like, well, I don't know any of these artists. Because I'm a white kid and I live in a small town.
I mean, I watched some of American Bandstand too, you know, but then I got kicked out. But I loved Kid Video. Loved
now, what's Kid Video?
Kid Video was like, okay, so they were a band, and they show them they're like live action, and it's these teenagers and they're a band, but then they go into a cartoon universe, man.
Were they superheroes?
No.
No, there was a show on NBC where they were superheroes, but they were also in a band.
No, they weren't really superheroes. They were
Jim.
They were battling the villain, though. He was like this guy with these, he looked like a big, like a bald John Candy, and he flew around in like some wheelchair-looking thing.
Larry Flint?
What was awesome about them is that...
Kids.
Yes, it was like a Larry, he was like a Larry Flint.
I produced this cartoon for Hustler Enterprises for children.
Why not?
What was great about the show is that they actually would flashback to them as real people, and they would do songs and they would show videos, but then also they would play current hit music of the time.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, like
Iron Maiden.
Not quite. More like everybody.
Six, six, six.
The number of the beast.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
Love that too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like one of my, when I'm dying and my soul's leaving my body, I want to hear that song. But yeah. So it was a cool show. And especially for like a burgeoning, like a girl who's burgeoning on puberty, you were like, oh, wow. So, but anyway.
Cool.
But yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Do you remember? We Are the Littles.
I hated that show.
What is that? What was that?
They were little people that lived in a house where regular people lived. And I'm not talking about...
They're like mice in
like
the
little
walls.
People that we talk about today. I mean, these are really tiny little people.
But they had little tails.
Yes, I know.
But so they weren't people, but they weren't mice.
No.
They were littles.
They were just little.
They lived in the house, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like a ripoff of The Borrowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know anything about... I didn't know The Borrowers. But yeah, The Littles. I watched The Littles and Mr. T.
That was stupid too.
Aw, come on, really?
Yeah, I pity the fool. I liked Mr. T in Rocky III and I liked the A-Team. But
Car Wash.
Whenever they did the cartoons, not Car Wash, Taxi. No, DC Cab.
DC Cab, that's right.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, DC Cab is.
It has its moments for sure.
Yeah.
For when it, back then it was.
Right, good. You can't watch it now. Gary Busey's the star.
Right. Yeah, I barely remember.
Sometimes I get that mixed up with Teachers with Nick Nolte and Karate Kid. But anyway, go ahead.
I loved Mr. T. I loved Pac-Man.
Pac-Man I did watch.
Pac-Man was
Try
good.
Watching it now.
Oh. No, I wouldn't.
It's friggin' awful.
Well, I wouldn't watch Dungeons & Dragons now, but I watched it then.
Wasn't Donnie Most in Dungeons & Dragons?
Maybe, yeah.
I think he was Ralph? One of the voices.
He was.
Ralph Bell?
Yeah.
And the Munchie Cheese, I watched that one.
Munchie Cheese.
Yeah, I think Mariah Carey looks like a Munchie Cheese. But anyway, and...
I thought you said she looked like bologna. She can't
she
be
bald. She used to look like a Munchie Cheese. Now she looks like a bologna.
Bologna.
Yes. The Snorks, I watched that. Oh, The Real Ghostbusters.
I like The Real Ghostbusters.
That was a good one. Watched the hell out of that. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That was one of my favorites.
That was a great one. Popeye and Son.
Nope.
It was a crappy ripoff, but I watched it anyway. The Ewoks?
No, I hated the Ewoks in the movie, and I hated them in the cartoon.
Dragon's Lair, which I used to love to play that when I went to the video arcade.
I was never any good at that.
No, I was terrible at it.
It was a tough game, but
yeah, it was hard.
I didn't even know that there was a real Dragon's Lair cartoon.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. It was high budget.
Yes.
The animation was, you know, like the game.
It had a Disney look.
Yeah, it was it was pretty good. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the game was just all timing with the joystick. It was just kind of...
Right.
You waited for the scene to end, and
did you guys watch? Well, I mean, everybody watched. Fat Albert carried into the 80s.
I guess did it?
Yeah,
I saw that on the list, but I was like,
it did. It carried
very
over
70s.
Of course, I lived for it. Loved it.
Yeah, but it went into syndication. That's what happened. It wasn't on CBS anymore. It was in syndication, so you had to find
it. Ran until 85, it says.
Yeah, and you had to find a channel.
You like a school at 5 o'clock. No class.
No class.
Ebba diva.
Hey, man. I'm going to have a stroke.
Shaq, is that you?
No, man. It's me, Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't cool, Rudy.
Yeah, this gives me an idea. We got to contact Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah.
He's not going to come on our show.
No, not on our show. He should do with a new Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah.
Reboot.
Gold
Good
bond.
Reboot.
Gold Bond.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're going to associate that with Cosby, though. That was kind of the magic.
Yeah.
Did you see that on The Simpsons when last night when Mr. Burns won the basketball lesson from Charles Barkley?
No.
He's too old and weak to throw the ball. He throws it like 1 foot and it falls like... Just like 3 inches in front of him, and Charles Barkley goes, still better than Shaq.
Was it really Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Of course.
Man, that's terrible.
But, you know, they did that with a lot of shows like, you know, Looney Tunes. Did you realize how old Looney Tunes were when we were kids?
Yeah.
I didn't really
realize
they
were
that old.
No, not when we were kids, no.
Yeah, I mean.
They didn't show real old ones. And it was.
But sometimes they did.
Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour.
Yeah.
I love that. I watch it every week.
Well, no, I thought they'd show like old Tom and Jerry's and stuff like that.
Well, not on Saturday mornings. That was after school.
After school.
Was it?
Yeah. They kept making new Tom and Jerry's, and eventually they got to the point where they could talk, and then they were friends, and it sucked.
I do remember that.
And that was I mean, because there's all the after school cartoons that we used to watch, like Transformers.
More Than Meets the Eye.
That's my favorite show, Caitlyn Jenner. I just love Transformers. I would have driven the little bug.
But before those 80s shows, those mid to late 80s, you know, toy shows came out, you had Tom and Jerry, you had Gulliver's Travels. They were all carryovers from the 60s and 70s. You had Banana Splits.
Yeah.
You had to have a superstation, though, right?
I think so. That's what I was going to ask you guys, if you guys had a local thing. Like in Michigan, we had this thing called Kidbits mm-hmm. that would come on at 7:30, and it was broadcast out of Canada, and only people in up north saw this show. And in West Virginia, we had this guy named Mr. Cartoon, who I'm sure he looked like a wonderful man. He probably molested everybody. I don't know. But he was like such a huge celebrity there. And I was wondering if you guys
had Captain Kangaroo.
We had WPIX.
Yeah, but just local. It was only a local.
We had PIX out of New York City.
Right.
That was Channel 11. And that's the network that had all the good cartoons. Because when I didn't like it was Disney, that show that was on every day. The what was the show? The Mouseketeer Club or the Mouse
Kids Incorporated?
No. It was the real show, and they still showed it. There was
Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club. I didn't like it. I didn't like Disney. I didn't like Mickey Mouse cartoons. I didn't like Pluto, any of that shit. But I did like watching old Tom and Jerry's, which and Heckle and Jekyll and all that stuff that was on.
See, that's all the stuff I watched.
You know, and there was such violence.
But I liked Tom and Jerry's before they did the German ones, where they got all creepy and weird.
Yeah, yeah, and these are the original Tom and Jerry's, and the Fred Quimby ones.
Yeah.
I was a big Jetsons guy.
Love the Jetsons, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
Why, hello, Astro.
Yes. But and then PIX would always play these cartoons, and they were reruns. And then eventually we got into Voltron and He-Man and Thundercats and DuckTales and Tom and Jerry, and She-Ra and all that shit. G.I. Joe I loved.
Mm-hmm.
That was, 81, 82. Transformers I loved. Voltron was my favorite, though.
Yeah, Voltron was the shit. You know, aren't they doing a live-action
Voltron
movie?
Yeah.
There's a whole new series on Netflix. I haven't watched it because I'm an adult.
Oh, well, I haven't watched either, but I've heard it's very good.
Really? It's a new Voltron?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Animated thing.
It just
for
came
kids?
Out this month. Huh. They like released all the episodes.
Season 2,
or
right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Another thing about G.I. Joe that I really liked is it gave us the Fensler Films G.I. Joe parodies. If you've never seen those, they're on YouTube. Just type in G.I. Joe parodies. You know, have you ever seen any of these?
No.
They take the original PSAs that were at the end of all the G.I. Joes, and they overdub them, and they make them funnier.
Oh, I have seen those, yeah.
Like, they're like, do you kids get the fuck off my ice? You just gotta, I can't do them.
And knowing this is half the battle.
Pork chop sandwiches! They're hilarious.
Who's your favorite G.I. Joe character?
Oh, God.
I love Duke.
I like Snake Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Snake Eyes
was my favorite.
Snake Eyes was a badass.
Mm-hmm. I used to make him fight my Star Wars figures.
I had a Zartan when I was a kid. And if you recall, Zartan was the shit because the toy, he actually did change colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his skin or whatever. But if you left him out in the sun too long, that was it. That was a wrap.
Did you like Destro?
Of course.
Destro!
Of course.
I always liked that Cobra Commander was the same voice as Starscream!
That guy, Frank...
was it him?
Yeah.
Who did everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Including Fred on Scooby-Doo?
I just can't believe... Go ahead.
No, it's funny he brought up Scooby-Doo. That's the next thing I was going to bring up.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo was on all the time.
But when was that on, though, for real?
I think Scooby-Doo, the original Scooby-Doo Mysteries, was only one or two seasons from the 60s.
But, I mean, what time of day?
It was on in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, afternoons.
Yeah, because I know you used to watch the shit out of it. I just didn't remember when.
60s. It had to be the 70s because some of the stars that they had on there.
No, that's a different one. Scooby-Doo Mysteries was.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Was just them, and they would do a mystery.
Yeah.
Then they did brought it back in the 70s where they had the stupid Scrappy-Doo and then Dino-Mutt, which
that
I think was
in the
70s.
80s.
No, wait a minute.
Scrappy was in the 80s.
Scrappy was 80s. Dino-Mutt was in the 70s.
I call bullshit on this because this had to be in the 70s because the celebrity episodes with Don Knotts wearing his bell bottoms and shit like that.
Well, I wasn't talking about them yet.
Oh.
I'm talking about the offshoot characters that they had. Dino-Mutt was with the Hawkman or whatever the fuck, Falcon. But there was a dumb cousin. Scooby-Doo had a dumb cousin. You guys remember him?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the blue dog. He was like a blue-looking Marmaduke-looking thing.
Well, that was Dino-Mutt was blue.
Oh.
This guy was gray, and he wore a hat and a vest. Like all dumb dogs do.
Fucking stupid dogs.
You're not supposed to dress. You don't have to dress up.
But in the 70s, they did the Harlem Globetrotters would show up. Or, you know, they did all these ridiculous things.
The Three Stooges.
Right.
And you always knew it was going to be a sequel.
Right.
I would get so pissed. I think everybody did. Because you were like, God damn it, I'm going to watch this tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah. I will say that recently... On Netflix, they have a newer Scooby-Doo called Mysteries Incorporated.
Is it good?
It's fucking phenomenal.
Is it?
It's hysterical.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, they had one episode where there was the big monster was a gluten monster.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You got to watch the new one. It's so good.
Is it tongue-in-cheek or is it for kids?
It's all tongue-in-cheek, but my daughter started watching it.
Uh-huh.
She was just watching it, and I was like just checking it out in the background. And then one day I just sat down with her and was watching them. I was like, this is great.
This
and
sounds like more like a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Huh?
A pup named Scooby-Doo. That was a funny show.
It was.
Yeah. The red herring did it. It was always the red herring.
So before school, what'd you guys watch before school?
See, I can't remember.
Oh my God. Inspector Gadget.
Somebody put Big Blue Marble on here. Yeah, that was a Saturday show.
That was me. I thought that was before school.
No, it was it was a Saturday show. It was the one.
You guys got to watch TV before school?
Yeah.
Lucky bastards. Well,
if you got up early enough, you could watch TV.
I had to finish my homework in the morning.
Ira, I mean, I think we all lived inside of it. I was birthed from a television set.
I don't remember doing shit before school except waking up and getting there.
Up until the mid 80s, you could watch Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was on instead of CBS News.
All right, well, I watched that.
But you guys didn't watch Inspector Gadget?
I did, but it was on in the afternoon.
What? It was in the morning where locale.
We all didn't have the same TV back then.
Well, I guess not. I guess you didn't watch Jem.
Hell no.
I watched Jem.
You watched Jem? Of course you did.
No, you know what it was? My sister watched Jem, and I think I was kind of in on
that. You liked the song. Did you sing it?
Jem is
truly outrageous.
And the only reason I know it now is because my wife's a big fan of it. And we were watching it again recently.
Jeff liked Jem.
Didn't they do a movie of Jem?
No. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
It went away so quick.
Yeah,
did you see it?
No, of course not. Why would I watch that?
I don't know.
Cartoon.
It's on Netflix right now, though.
Jem
on...
is dumb.
did you guys watch The Great Space Ghost? Yes.
Every day. But it was on in the afternoon.
Gary Gnu?
I hate
No, it was on in the morning. It was on 9 or 10 o'clock. So I watched it when I didn't go to school.
I swear it was on the same time as Big Blue Marble, or Big Blue Marble was on like right after that.
I think Big Blue Marble was on in the on Saturday.
I feel like you guys lived in the Upside Down.
Well, Sesame Street was on in the morning, right?
Yes.
So I watched that in The Electric Company.
And Mr. Rogers.
And Mr. Rogers. That was all. Well, Mr. Rogers, was that afternoon? No.
It was on in the afternoon, you're right. Anybody ever watch Palabra Jot?
No.
That was if you were homesick.
What about Mr. Dress-Up?
No.
I
was that some show
I'm
your
glad I didn't watch.
That was your uncle hiding on the TV.
Mr. Cartoon.
Hi, I'm Mr. Dress Up.
Mr. Cartoon would put a dress on for
take off your
Mr.
dress.
Dress Up. He was a little, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, he had puppets and he would dress
sure
them up.
Sure, he did.
Mr.
Your uncle hiding.
This is found memory.
Uh-huh. We were. I was just talking about. We were just talking about. Mr. Rogers, how whenever he went to the world, the trolley
the
world,
land of make-believe.
Yeah, how creepy. That kind of got creepy to me sometimes.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
Lady Elaine looked like a drunk.
Yeah.
She had a big red nose. It was a hideous creature. Yum, 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 yum. Didn't like that cat.
But did you ever think to yourself when you were a kid, I never come home and take shoes off and put different shoes on to lounge around the house. But it seemed completely natural when he did that.
It did.
You don't put slippers on or something?
Slippers, but not another pair of shoes. Like, he went from shoe to shoe and jacket to jacket, jacket to sweater.
I think the creepiest thing about that show was Mr. McFeely.
Oh, yeah. Well, his name alone
exactly
kind of tells you.
Speedy delivery.
Well, and the way the puppets were made, too, they seemed very Jackie Offy, the way the puppets were made.
Jackie Offy.
You know?
It's going to be the name of this episode.
Very Jackie Offy.
Jackie Offy. All right.
Apparently, Mr. Dress-Up started before Mr. Rogers.
Did it?
A year before. And
I guess
Fred Rogers was like a production assistant or something on Mr. Dress Up.
Oh, really?
And then he started his own show a year later.
So he ripped off Mr. Dress Up.
Ripped off Mr. Dress Up.
Well.
Oh. Fred Rogers.
Canadian show, apparently, Mr.
See,
Dress Up.
See, that's the thing is I was right next to Canada.
That's
so
true.
We had all these Canadian shows.
Where did they come out of? What city?
Probably.
Toronto?
No, I'm going to say Windsor.
Windsor,
area.
Yeah.
That's where
Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, you know, Toronto, that's like.
Toronto.
No, that's upscale. We got the Windsor trash fish right there across the Ambassador Bridge.
We had these weird Muppet knockoff shows called Hot Fudge. Do you remember that show?
Oh, Hot Fudge.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Hot Fudge. That
right
was
on.
The song. Yeah.
Hot Fudge.
Jam.
Gary Gnu was on Great Space Coaster.
Right.
We had a show for, I think, Puerto Rican kids called in New York City called Carrasco Lendas. Which I would watch, even though it was mostly in Spanish.
Did you have to be Puerto Rican? You couldn't be Mexican or Colombian?
I'm saying that because of New York City had a huge Puerto Rican,
gotcha.
Puerto Rican population that show was for them.
Mm.
What else did I watch in the morning? I think I started watching the news. I would watch the Today Show in the morning. Mm. So that's when I grew up and lost my innocence.
I watched Good Morning America. I think I do remember watching that. And Regis and Kathy Lee. That was another one if I was homesick.
Yeah. When I was homesick, it was Munsters and Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah. F Troop.
Mm-hmm.
F Troop was a good
show. We've had
this
discussion.
Adam's Family.
I Dream of Jeannie.
I liked the game shows when I was homesick.
Oh, that too.
So
yeah.
I watched the game shows. Yeah. Card Sharks.
Price is Right.
Oh, no whammies.
Press Your Luck.
Yeah.
Pressure, which was my favorite.
Remember the guy that figured out the pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There was like a documentary about that.
Yeah,
right?
There is. You can watch that on YouTube.
I'll have to watch that. I've never heard of that.
So there's our Adio Labyrinth for this week.
Adio.
Now, obviously, there's millions of things we can talk about.
Is there?
From the 80s.
Oh.
Well, at least thousands, I would assume. So, guys...
only 900 things happened in the 80s.
Okay. Well, out of those 900 things, we've done, four or five now?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
You radios out there, tweet to us. Go on Facebook. Tell us what you want us to cover. If there's something that we haven't covered or something that you're interested in, we'll take your ideas. Go to Facebook, post them there.
And don't fuck with us. No stupid shit.
And also you guys, I don't have to be the one. If you guys have stuff you want me to talk about, tell me. I don't want to be alone.
I did it this week.
I know you did. We did yours.
I also have an idea for commercials.
Okay.
I'd like to do 80s commercials at some
Perfect.
Point.
Keep it to your fucking self.
Okay. Well,
no, please, Jerry. But Jeff, you too.
No, I don't. Refuse.
Okay, fine. Fuck you.
He refuses.
Like obstinate bastard.
Oh, you stupid son of a bitch.
80s radio beard something, or would that be too tough?
Well, what is there?
I don't know.
You got Dr. Demento.
Right. You got Stern.
The Lost Lennon tapes. I wouldn't throw Stern into that. It wasn't syndicated in the 80s. Lost Lennon tapes.
We could play your call in to the Dr. Demento show.
Uh-huh. We could, couldn't we?
Did you get that on that zip drive that dude sent you?
What?
Was that ever played on the
What are you talking
show?
About?
That dude sent you that zip drive with all your old bits and stuff on it.
Yeah, but I already had the Dr. Demento
bit.
Oh, you have
the Dr. Demento?
I got it years ago. You remember when there were things called news groups?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Dr. Demento news group, and there was a guy on there who said he had every show.
Huh.
So I posted another, do you have this show? I don't remember the date, but I remember the song, and he found it, and I have the audio.
Yeah.
I picked a song specifically that hadn't been played in a while. And I left a crazy voicemail on Dr. Demento's line, and then it got on the show, and I got a shirt that didn't fit me.
You've played it on here before, though, haven't you?
Yeah. But
yeah.
I got a free T-shirt. Everybody got a free T-shirt if you request it on Dr. Demento.
But it was way too large.
No, it was too small.
Too small. See, that's a problem. Too large isn't a big deal.
He's a little ham.
I got a little ham.
We could just call that segment ADO.
Hey, by the way, Jeff, I don't want to call it ADO. Oh, yeah, we could. ADO, ADO.
ADO, ADO, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Before we get to staff picks, who died?
Oh.
I know. I just want to talk about Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah. Jimmy Snuka died.
Yeah, man. Superfly Jimmy Snuka, who murdered somebody and got away with it, but yeah. We don't know that. Nah, I don't.
Well.
We don't know for sure.
Speculation is that he killed his girlfriend, but then.
Was it from the ropes? From the top of the roof?
Yeah. It's terrible, but funny.
Eugene Cernan died. He was the last guy to ever walk on the moon.
Did you go to that wrestling show with us?
Yeah, Elmira.
We went to Southside High School in Elmira, New York. We saw, this was after, initially when Jimmy Snuka came into the WWE, which at the time was WWF, he was a heel and he couldn't speak. He was just a blah, 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 and he was kind of a moron. And he eventually became a good guy and he wrestled a guy named Playboy Buddy Rose.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Playboy Buddy Rose? Mm-hmm. Kind of a chunky guy with blonde hair. Also, we saw Magnificent Morocco fight that night. And these are real people. It was in a high school gym in Elmira, New York. And then later that night, Jimmy Snuka got arrested for beating up cops in a hotel room on a cocaine binge.
Oh, right. Classic Jimmy Snuka.
But I love Jimmy Snuka. He became a good guy. He was entertaining.
Oh, the Superfly. You had to love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had that feud with Roddy Piper. They buried the hatchet eventually on TNT Action or TNA Action, whatever the fuck. Total nonstop action wrestling in the last decade or earlier this year. But it's sad because those guys are gone. Roddy Piper died way too young. Jimmy Snuka looked really old. I think he's related to The Rock somehow.
Snuka?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they are because The Rock tweeted about his death.
Oh.
And said something in whatever language they speak, Fiji or Fijian. And then later on, I was a manager, I'm going to say 1995, I was a manager at Bob Evans in Carlisle, PA, which is right there on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and Route 15, 81, all these roads meet there. And a lot of people would come in there to eat. So one Friday, around 2 in the afternoon, Jimmy Snuka and some other wrestler come in and sit down, and I'm so, wow, it's Jimmy Snuka, holy shit. And I'm the manager, and he's sitting at the bar, because Bob Evans restaurants used to have a bar right at the front where you could smoke. And Jimmy Snuka is just chain smoking these cigarettes. And I'm talking to him. Yeah, brother, I'm probably bugging the shit out of him.
Was he huge? He looked huge.
Nah, he looked
there.
Old. Aww. I mean, he was big, but he looked old. And so, you know, he was nice. He talked to me a little bit. I told him about seeing him wrestle in Elmira and fighting Playboy Buddy Rose. And he's like, oh, man, he's a tough guy, you know. Brudda. He just kept saying, brudda. Call me brudda. And then 2 days later, he comes back after the match.
Yeah.
And I said, how'd you do? He said, oh, man, they beat me up, brudda. Beat me up pretty bad, brudda. I think he had like a big plate of, you know, gravy and shit. He's smoking while he's eating.
It makes me so sad.
But he was a nice guy. And then the Ramones came in after that, all of them.
Oh.
They're still alive.
No shit.
They sat there and ate food, too.
I told that story before. But, you know, Snuka was one of my wrestling heroes from the 80s, so that's kind of sad. And I don't know anything about this murder or whatever, so there's that.
Who flew higher than him, really? He flew pretty high.
Seal? I don't know.
I'm just saying, when he sailed from the top of the ropes.
Right. He did a steel cage, man. He did a steel cage. So he put his body and soul into making people entertained in the 1980s. I'm starting to fade here, so let's get on to staff picks, please. And anybody
can. Sure.
What?
Dick picks.
Dick picks.
Mine is, of course, Baskets Season 2 starts on the 19th.
Huzzah. Yes.
When's that? That's this coming Thursday, Friday, something like that. Anyway,
he seems weird. He's so skinny now.
Oh, Galifianakis?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. Why, he's skinny now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Skinny as hell. He's dropping those Cheetos all over the place in the promo.
Looks hysterical.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Well, I was just like, I don't think he'll lose his sense of humor, because that is what happens sometimes. Like, if you're a singer and you're fat and you lose weight, your voice usually starts sounding like shit. And if you're funny and you're fat, you're less funny when you lose the weight. I don't know.
Right.
That's just my opinion. But hopefully he'll retain his
You're better when you're fat when you're singing?
I don't know. I mean, fat's funny. I don't know.
So Baskets on FX, which starts on the 19th.
Yeah.
I don't have much. I have James Hetfield on Marin.
Okay.
Last week was a good one. He's an interesting guy. You know, I mean, it's nothing where you're going to be blown away or laugh your ass off, but it started off a little. Marin's not really a metal guy.
Right.
He's more into organic rock and, you know, real, I don't know, blues-based rock and roll. And he admits that. You know, he's like, listen, man, for this interview, I did go back and listen to all your stuff, which I've heard a bunch of it in the past. And I wasn't sure how they're going to get into it, but. You know, they have the sober thing going together. They both got sober and they, you know, got into all that stuff, which is, it was good hearing the two of them talk and kind of become friendly and everything. And you hear some stories about the old band. So that was good. And then I know we had brought it up earlier, but I'm going to recommend The Mick on, what is it on? It's on Fox.
No. Yeah.
I know we had talked about it before, but I surprised myself because I don't watch any network TV. And I happened to catch it, and I really enjoyed it.
It's
so if you're like me and you don't watch any network shit, try it.
Okay?
It's definitely hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Mine is, you know, one thing I don't talk about here on very often is that I'm a any sort of cooking show, that is my porn. I watch Top Chef, Master Chef, Chopped, you name it. I watch them all. There's a new show on Viceland called Bong Appetit. This is...
It's on Viceland.
Yes, and it is so interesting because this guy, this Abdullah Saheed guy, he has taken on this lady. She is a culinary genius. Her and then this other guy who's this cannabis infusion guru, they have a pantry of like $50,000 worth of every type of cannabis oil. You name any type of strain that you want. And what they do is they make high-end food.
Okay.
With the food. Okay. But here's...
I'm in.
cocktails. Okay. So that what this is what he'll do. Each episode, he'll get a different chef. He'll get a different cocktail mixologist and so on. And then they will make drinks with cannabis in the drinks, in the food. And then the infuser guy, he picks a dab for you to do at the end of each course that complements that drink and that meal. It is, I'm telling you, it is like a euphoric show. Like you watch the show and you're like, I want to be there.
We're too old for this generation. Why couldn't this have happened in the 90s?
And it just, but the thing about it is they're such hipsters. Like, you know they've got to be fucking high off their ass, and they're just like, oh, this is, it's so herbaceous. This herbaceousness that complements this, I mean, and they're
you can follow all that shit?
Yeah, I mean, and you know they're fucked up. They have to be, but they're so on, you know, they're so into their craft or whatever, but, and the food looks amazing, so I highly recommend it. Bon Appetit on Viceland on Wednesday nights at 10:30.
Okay.
Well, Viceland is that's like a cable show?
It is. I mean, they have other shows. Rather. Yeah, I watch Fuck That's Delicious on that show.
I don't think I have Viceland.
Wong's World.
You have Viceland.
Do I?
If you have Comcast.
Yeah. They have a lot of good shows. Huh. They do. They have a lot of interesting shows.
All right.
Noisy, that's a good show.
Noisy, what's that about?
Noisy is...
Children?
And this guy, Zach Goldbaum, what he does is he goes to different cities and he'll highlight the music scene in that city. And he'll pick usually one celebrity that's famous from that city that'll take him through and they... And it's like a documentary style. Every single episode is a different place.
Let me know when they do Atlanta. I'll watch that one.
I feel like they are... I feel like that one's coming up.
Okay. All right, well, mine... My staff pick this week, Jeff already commented on. He said he hated it. But I liked it, and I'll tell you why I liked it. It's called The Young Pope. It is a new series on HBO. It's very visual. It is surreal. And it's interesting because I've always been interested in the papacy.
And, you like papacy.
First of all.
Papacy.
They're never going to have an American pope, Ed.
Of course. It's a show. It's a TV show.
They're never going to have a fucking pope named Lenny, second of all.
They're not going to have a hot pope. You can start there.
You like Jude Law?
And why they have an American... Really? Why they pick a British guy to be an American pope?
Well,
pick an American guy.
Well, everybody's handsome as hell.
Nah, he's got a fucking five head.
Well, he does. But his name is Pope Pius the 13th, and the show is never going to explain how this 47-year-old American who was the Archbishop of New York became the Pope. I've read about it. They're not going to get into that.
Oh, really?
But seriously, the first 15 minutes, I fell asleep three times.
Well, you know, I can't help that.
That's an average of...
I can't help that you fell asleep.
It's because there were no boobs.
There are boobs.
There was 1 second of boobs.
Holy shit, and he still fell asleep.
The show is going to get better. People said that the first episode was kind of slow. I mean, Diane Keaton is in it. She plays Sister Mary and a nun who raised
him.
Sister Mary Elephant?
Not his real mother.
Yeah, I think she's his real mother.
No, she raised him. His parents were hippies who dropped him off there. He just called her mama. She said, don't call me that here.
Yeah, because she's really his mom.
Well, maybe she really is.
He's a smoking pope, isn't he?
He smokes.
Yeah, he smokes cigarettes.
There's one scene where the guy
drinks Cherry Coke Zero.
Father, Holy Father, you can't smoke in the Vatican. He goes, who says? Pope John Paul II. He goes, there's a new pope.
A new pope in town.
And yeah, they make a
Bane was in there.
Oh, what's with that guy that's got the fucking? What's with the guy that's got the fucking?
The guy that needs to go to the Bowery.
The guy's got he's eating pizza and a piece of olive stuck to his face.
No man, that's a Bowery.
Yeah.
He's got a big wart on his face.
He was eating pizza and olive.
No man, it does look like a big black olive.
Black olive stuck to his face.
It is a huge mole, man, and he definitely has to go to the Bowery.
Is it like a Lemmy? Is it a Lemmy mole?
No, Lemmy's moles were at least skin color. This thing's like a melanoma.
Oh,
or carcinoma. Or some shit.
It's Molly Russell's
wart. Eating pizza and a slice of black olive stuck to his face while he was eating the pizza.
So do not do it justice. This is a show about a young pope.
I gave it apparently a chance because it was on HBO and you said it was your pick, so I gave it a chance, but I'm out.
He's way out.
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 Well,
thank God it's a limited series. It's only gonna be 10 episodes and then it's done.
I
forever.
Think they should have you do the promo, Tim. This is a show about a young pope.
He's young and he's the Pope. I enjoyed it.
And Jude Law's not that fucking young.
It's about the papacy.
The Pope is 47, that's young and Pope age. Anyway. In spite of Jeff, I enjoyed it. It was a good show, and I'm going to continue to watch it. Second
radios,
episode.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, if you hate it.
If you're able to stay awake through the entire first episode.
Take some Ritalin.
Well, if you're a Jude Law fan, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Don't need Alfie as the Pope.
What's it all about, Popey? hey, if you want to become a Radio Labyrinth patron, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. We have some very nice people who have become Patreons and are donating to the show as we speak. Joshua Schiffer, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, who is the queen.
Amber!
Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Trent.
Trent!
Thank you guys very much for continuing to donate and to be part of the show. I'm going to take all these guys out to dinner one of these days.
No, you're not.
I am. Don't give me that shit. Take you all out to dinner.
I'm picking. I want to pick.
You don't get to pick. I get to
pick. I want to go to Miller Union.
Are we going to do more t-shirts?
Yeah, we are. I'll keep you alert on that.
You're going to get to blast some tea.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same design as last time, but I'm going to put on a different color. Oh. Hey, if you want to get some cool products for your hair or for your beard, you can order Mary Todd products online. Mary Todd's custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, hand soaps, and things of that like are handmade using the finest ingredients such as cucumber, licorice, ginger, bergamot, and more. They are all produced locally in the mountains of North Georgia. You can find one to suit your needs at marytoddhairco.com/products. You can also find all of these links from stuff we talked about tonight in the info section of the podcast post. So make sure you check that out. Also, if you can't wake up in the morning and you'd like to have a nice, delicious cold brew, get a Banjo cold brew. You can find them at Kroger's around the metro area or any kind of specialty market. They also have a new brick-and-mortar store, which I don't have in front of me, but you can...
Are they open?
Yeah, you can Google it.
Sweet. We're going to talk to Billy and see if he's...
Yeah, let's have him back.
Show, yeah.
Have him back. So, this has been episode 3 from season 2, and whatever. We'll talk to you again next week. Until that time, please keep
it canon.
Two Faces Radio.